At this particular time of year, there's a question, a burning question that seems to ring forth from all quarters. It's a question that we hear from family and friends. It's a question that everyone asks children. It's the question that's most often posed by Santa himself. What do you want for Christmas? What do you want? What do you long for? What is your heart's desire? And in today's psalm, Christmas aside, we get a picture of what David wants. We hear a description of what David longs for. David longs for God. David seeks God and he wants God. He longs for God. And he does this longing so much and so hard that he uses a stark and graphic image to describe his longing. He says he longs for God like a thirsty soul in a land where there is no water. It's a jarring and graphic image. David leaves no doubt at all about exactly what he wants. And in a life like David's, a life that is long and complicated, this is the one desire, the one touch point that brings David back again and again to his home base. Because David faces challenges and he messes up. Sometimes he messes up spectacularly, but he knows what he wants and he knows what he longs for. He seeks the Lord like a thirsty man seeks water. David seeks the Lord all the time. In every season, while he works during the day and when he lays his head down at night, this is a poem by David. It's a love poem, a psalm about just how much David knows that he desperately needs God. And it's a poem, too, about what happens when David finds God. When he encounters the Lord, when he finds the one that he's looking for, David says that he is filled and satisfied. He praises God. He has what has sometimes been called the peace that passes all understanding. David knows what he wants, and he knows the blessings that come when he gets it. David knows what he wants, which brings all of us back to the question, what do you want for Christmas? We talked about this very question this week in Pastor's Bible study, and one of the things that we talked about is that sometimes it seems like the primary answer that people might give to this particular question of what they want for Christmas is more. I want more for Christmas. What I want is more stuff and more presents and more wrapping and more gifts that pile up until you can just barely see the top of the Christmas tree. What people want for Christmas is more. That's one of the things we talked about. I think there's some truth to that. I think there maybe is some of that, along with just about everybody else, it seems. I too think that the retail side of Christmas has maybe gotten a little bit too big, and the true meaning of Christmas has maybe gotten a little bit too small. But in addition to presents and gifts and wrapping and more, I think that the true meaning of Christmas has another competitor when it comes to what people really want for Christmas. There's a large and growing industry of made-for-television movies about Christmas, and overwhelmingly, just as you might imagine, that we would demand at Christmas time, movies like these have very happy endings. They have happy endings, these movies, but they also have a pretty consistent message about Christmas. And the message that they convey is mostly not that what it takes is more presents and more wrappings and more stuff to make people happier. The message of these movies tends not to be consumerism or consumption. Overwhelmingly, these movies make a different claim about the true meaning of Christmas. And the claim that they make is this, that at its core, at its center, Christmas is about being together. Christmas is about setting aside our differences and overcoming obstacles and swallowing pride and forgiving. And it's about coming together with the people that we love because, according to Hallmark, the true meaning of Christmas is being together with family and loved ones. The true meaning of Christmas looks something like this. The true meaning of Christmas looks like a happy, happy family and a perfectly cooked turkey and a beautiful mom and the kids and the grandparents all there and smiling and literally, you'll notice, applauding for Christmas dinner. For most of us, for most people in the world, this is what we want for Christmas, more than presents. This is what we want. This is what we long for. This is what we seek. Thanks to Hallmark, thanks to Lifetime, thanks to Norman Rockwell paintings, we all know in our culture that this is the true meaning of Christmas. No. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Friends, hear me clearly. I love to be with my family. I love it as much as anyone. We have a fireplace at home. I love to sit by the fireplace and to laugh. I love to watch grandparents watch their grandchildren open presents, and I love turkey dinners as much as anyone in this room. I love being together at Christmas. But friends, as the children are about to show us in their musical, this is not the true meaning of Christmas. This is. The story of Christmas is not that families would gather together around tables, that they would celebrate and that they would be grateful. That's not the story of Christmas. That's the story of Thanksgiving. The unlikely story of Christmas is that the God who David sought so desperately, the God who he longed for like a thirsty man longs for water, the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who created you and created me, loved all of us enough to come all the way here and be with us. That's the story of Christmas. Christmas is the story of God coming to us in the most intimate and unlikely of ways. God coming to us such that what we want most in the world, what makes us happiest and what fills us like a Christmas dinner feast, that what we all most want for Christmas is to seek and to find and to know this child. Christmas is about God, and Christmas is about a baby. And in Jesus Christ, the unlikely story of Christmas is that in this child, there is somehow both. Friends, that's the true meaning of Christmas, the story that we gather to tell and to celebrate, that this child is the one that we would long for and that we would seek. And this morning, our children have a message for us about that very thing today.